New tests run on the DNA found on Avery's alleged victim, Marietta Griffin, match the profile of accused serial killer Walter Ellis. The Milwaukee District Attorney says it's likely Avery will be exonerated of the 2004 murder. But the Department of Corrections says Avery still has to serve a 3-year stint on parole for a 1998 drug conviction. Avery's lawyer, James Rebholz, disputes that, claiming that the DOC is wrongly dividing Avery's sentence and ignoring the trial judge's original order that Avery serve out his drug sentence first and then serve time for the murder.
He was then going to have to do some parole after, believe it or not, he had served a 40-year prison sentence on his homicide. They can't pass that decision on to Mr. Avery when he was wrongfully convicted in the first place.
Rebholz says Avery always maintained his innocence in the Griffin murder, claiming his fellow inmates lied when they told police he had confessed to the killing while serving time on the drug charge. Avery refused to sign papers agreeing to the parole terms, and Rebholz says the DA has only asked that Avery call his lawyer once a week until prosecutors finish investigating Walter Ellis's role in the murder.
They will report to the circuit court on September 24th of this year to advise whether they have finally and conclusively determined that Mr. Walter Ellis committed the crime.
Meanwhile, Milwaukee prosecutors are reviewing the DNA evidence in 2,100 homicide cases prosecuted over the past 18 years to see if any other people may have been wrongly convicted. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.